furniture here, some items there. Al-Hadi Ali is trying to collect what he can from his home. It was damaged and left submerged by heavy rains and torrential floods in Al-Managil in Sudan's Jazeera state.
We now don't have any food or water. The floods came in the middle of the night while I was working on a night shift to be able to provide food for my family.
Similar damage and destruction can be seen in houses around the village. More than 700 homes were destroyed in over 50 villages in Al-Managil. The district has been declared a disaster zone. Ibrahim Yusuf's family was one of more than 3,000 affected by the floods in the region.
The water came in, tore down the front walls. They then entered the rooms and we moved away as they started collapsing around us. All these houses have collapsed.
Al-Managil is now largely submerged. Homes are not the only places affected. Farmlands have also been devastated by floods, threatening the harvest season around November. Already, nearly a third of Sudan's 43 million people are short of food, and prices have increased in the past months. Government officials say the scale of damage in Al-Managil is unprecedented.
We were expecting the damage to be less, so we were surprised by the amount of destruction. The flood season usually causes damage, but what we have seen this year is beyond the state's ability to respond.
Many people are now waiting for help, but with more torrential rains forecast and floods expected, they're worried it may come too late. Hiba Morgan, Al Jazeera.